2-1-2 break. Lead pass, Celebrini moving in, shoot, star!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Will Smith in front, he scores!
As the official ticket marketplace of the Sharks in the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Palat the drive, great save by Askarov!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks are back at SAP Center at San Jose for Game 6 of their season-high 8-game homestand. They've got a record of 1-4 in those games, and tonight they face a team that's given them the most trouble of any in the National Hockey League. It's the Sharks and the Boston Bruins. Bruins with a 14-game winning streak against the Sharks in the all-time series, which is the longest active streak in the NHL. San Jose is coming off another game in which they were very competitive against a top club, Carolina, but the Canes found a way to get the victory in the third period, and it was their top player, Sebastian Aho, who scored the critical goal.
At the near sideboards now, twisting, turning, Aho throws it down, putting it into the corner. Blake puts it back, Aho the shot, score! Sebastian Aho on a give and go with Jackson Blake, and what a rocket that was from the high slot. He fed the puck down into the left corner, and then he backskated to an open spot in the high slot. The pass from Blake was perfect, and the shot was even more perfect. It's 2-1 Carolina.
Head coach Ryan Warshawski talked about the lessons of that Carolina contest and says that the team is going to need to match the work ethic of Boston regardless of all of the roster changes that the Bruins have had in recent weeks.
I think that was a big lesson that we probably just took from that Carolina game is how hard it is to play in this league and how hard you need to work, and you need to do it shift in and shift out. I think Carolina Hurricanes are probably one of the best teams at doing that. But we're going to see a team tonight, like you said, that's going to work, that have a lot to play for individually, similar in a situation as us as far as in this transition period and where they're at. But they still have some really good players in the Pasternak's and the Geekies and the Zakas, and a really good young defenseman in the back end, and Mason Lorai. So, we have to be, certainly aware when we have the puck what we want to do with it, and when we don't have it, got to be aware of certain guys on the ice.
There have been a lot of character tests of the Sharks over the course of this season, and one of the underrated ones was in the first period in the Carolina game. Caught on the ice in his very first National Hockey League game, defenseman Luca Cagnoni found himself in the defensive zone against the top line for Carolina for 2 minutes and 12 seconds. Veteran Barkley Goodrow was out there too, and he says that was a shift to remember.
Yeah, those are, whenever it gets above like a minute and a half, just becomes desperation and, grinding, doing whatever it takes to get the puck out. And it's always good to get to the bench after a shift like that.
Goodrow was pretty impressed with Cagnoni's first NHL game, not only because of what he did on that shift, but because of what he did with the puck.
Yeah, he's a kid with lots of poise, lots of skill, really good vision. And obviously the numbers he's been putting up with Barracuda. So he has all the tools, and he's only going to get much better.
That lengthy shift ended when Zach Ostapchuk took a penalty for hooking at 11:24 of the first period. Ostapchuk wasn't making any excuses for taking that call, but he does say that 2 minute plus shift was a tough one to get through.
Oh, I mean, legs were just kind of gone. I tried to power through it. I mean, then I had that turnover at the blue line, and I just wasn't going to let him get in the zone. I do think he grabbed my stick a little bit, but, I was gassed. And no excuse for not getting the puck out.
Ostapchuk agrees with Goodrow that Luca Cagnoni handled his very first NHL game quite well.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I was really impressed with this game. He was composed. He was making stuff happen. Even late in the game when he was out there for the 6-on-5, he really impressed me, his composure and making plays. So, yeah, I thought he was really good.
And Goodrow adds that the young kids on the Sharks roster are doing a really good job in stepping up since all of the changes at the deadline.
I think they're doing well. Obviously, it's an exciting time for them, and I think the biggest thing you want to see is just them working hard and improving every game, and I think we've seen that, so it's a good sign.
One change tonight: Lucas Carlson makes his San Jose Sharks debut. He's played 60 National Hockey League games, but he missed basically all of the last year rehabbing an ACL injury that he suffered while a member of the Florida Panthers organization. He talked about when and how it happened.
It was on the ice in Hartford. I was kind of, you know, unlucky. I got caught an edge and hyperextended my knee.
Recovering from an anterior cruciate ligament injury is still a very serious proposition in spite of all of the medical advances. And Carlson talked about his stint with the Barracuda and when he started to feel more normal with his knee.
It was probably in January sometime. I was starting to feel like my feet were coming back, you know, getting back for pucks or whatever it might be. You know, those first 2 months were, 3 months were, you know, I was just trying to force it a little bit. But now I feel like myself again.
Carlson has been a big part of the Barracuda's success this year, and he says that the culture within that locker room is a really solid one that should produce nice results in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. We have a good feeling in that locker room. Obviously, being an older guy, I just trying to help the guys out, the younger guys. But we have a great group, and, you know, my expectations are to have a deep playoff run.
But tonight, Carlson is focused on the National Hockey League and the San Jose Sharks, and he talked about the opportunity that he has here.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've played about 60 games at this level, so I hope I can bring some experience and hopefully can play a good game. It should be fun.
The Teal Report will continue from SAP Center right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get San Jose Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the San Jose Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Hey Sharks fans, what is a Shark's favorite washing machine setting? Fin Cycle. But seriously folks, PG&E and the Sharks want you to know that washing your game day jerseys and other clothes in cold water can save you up to $40 a year. Want to discover more ways to save energy and money? Check out PG&E's series, 7 Saturdays to a More Energy Efficient Home, at SavingsActionCenter.com.
Every day, families with critically ill children face the unthinkable, being far from home while their child receives life-saving medical care. Ronald McDonald House Charities Bay Area steps in to ease this burden, providing no-cost housing, free meals, and comprehensive support services to families whose children are being treated at the Bay Area's leading children's hospitals. But we can't do it alone. Your support, through donations or volunteering, helps families stay close to each other and the expert care they need. Visit rmhcbayarea.org to learn how you can make a lasting impact.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The Sharks played in Boston at TD Garden on January the 20th and had a 3-2 lead early in the third period. But that lead would collapse on the strength of 2 goals by Charlie Coyle, the former Sharks first-round draft pick, whose second goal of the period gave the Bruins a lead that they would not relinquish. 5:55 to go in the third, 3-3 the score. Here come the Bruins to the Sharks line. It's Poitras to the right side of Coyle. Coyle cuts behind the net, center McVeigh, they score! Charlie Coyle may have banked that off the defense as a centering feed. The Sharks closed in front of Askarov, and somehow it trickled in. 4-3 Boston with 5:49 to play in the third. Barkley Goodrow, who scored a goal earlier in the contest against Boston, says just the sight of the Bruins' jerseys elicits a lot of emotions.
Yeah, I've had lots of battles with them over the years. Obviously, teams changed a little bit, but still a very good team that competes hard and be another good test for us.
And Zach Ostapchuk also has had a fair amount of experience playing against Boston while skating with Ottawa.
I have, yeah, many times actually. My first 7 games last year, I played Boston 4 times. So I've played them quite a bit. I'm pretty familiar with how they play.
Regardless of all of the changes that Boston general manager Don Sweeney has made to the roster at the deadline, Ostapchuk says that the identity of the Bruins is work, work, work.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Boston's a very hardworking group. I mean, they're a good team. They got a winning culture over there, and they've had success for a long time, so they know how to play, and they work hard. They play their systems right, and, yeah, they're a hard team to play against.
That's the Teal Report. See you for the broadcast at 7 Pacific. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.